Welcome to the latest edition of K-Rock Football's Coaches Catch-Up. Here's your host, Tom King.
Well, 2019 didn't end as Leopold would have hoped, beaten in an elimination final. I suppose the only reassuring part of that was that the mob that beat them went on to win the flag, and that was St Mary's, who became only the second team to come from fifth and go on and win the premiership. Leopold farewelled Guy Morfitt at the end of 2019, and welcome back to favourite son in Jason Tom as coach in a coaching structure where Paul Lynch is the director of coaching. But Jace has been good enough to join us in the K-Rock studios ahead of his first season in charge officially. Jace, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me in, King. It's good to be here to talk about the Lions.
Tell us the opportunity to coach your football club. I know you played in a premiership with Bannockburn, but if push comes to shove, Leopold is your home. Is it still excite you as much as it did when you were appointed back in December 2019?
Probably more, Kingy. I pinch myself a little bit that I've got the opportunity as a first-time coach to coach what's now a strong GFL club, or has been for quite a few years now. So like I said, it's an incredible opportunity that I've been given, and hopefully I can repay those that seen something in me.
Yep. Has it been made easier by the year off, or made harder by the year off, or hasn't had an impact?
I think a little bit of both, I reckon. Like, I would have loved to have the opportunity to coach them on game day. Obviously haven't had that yet, but I've had an opportunity to build relationships over, the best part of 18 months now. And so that's been a real positive that, I've got a really good knowledge of the group and vice versa. So, that familiarity is there. I can't wait to get into the match day coaching of sorts.
Sometimes fraught with danger, coaches that are close to the playing group, and it hasn't worked at higher levels, but are there many still, there's quite a few still left, and I suppose how do you differentiate, right, and you're good mates with a lot of those guys, how do you differentiate yourself as a coach, but mate, where do you sort of, is it hard to draw that line sometimes?
Look, I haven't had those challenges yet, because obviously the selection side of things hasn't really kicked in, but it's not something that is a fear to me. I think your friends are always your friends, and that's been right through when I've played at a few different footy clubs. My mates are still my mates, so I couldn't see that changing, and my mates, they're all good people, and, we respect feedback from both ways. So, I've got plenty of feedback already as a coach from players, and that's something I take on board and I really enjoy, and I'm sure they're going to be the same when it goes the other way.
What's some of the feedback been, Jace?
Oh, just different little bits and pieces, and this is a good way for an organisation or a group to be, that constructive, continuous feedback. We can't be diving into our shells the second we muck up. Like, we sort of embrace that at Leopold. If we stuff up or if there's something that could be done better, well, it's hit on the head straight away, and I encourage that for not only the players but for myself as well. Yep. So if there's anything that comes up, let me know about it.
Yep. Your playing list is going to look very different to 2019. You had additions in 2020 that didn't get a chance to wear the green and gold, and you're going to have additions in 2021. For those who weren't aware of what you added in 2020, just give us some of those names that we're eventually going to see come round one.
I think we had about five new guys. So Tommy Feely, Harris Jennings and James Cleaver, they all did the pre-season and the season with, what was it, at Geelong VFL last year. Harris and Cleaves are now with us full-time. Tommy Feely's still down at Geelong, so he's been there the whole of this pre-season. Fletcher Wilson is another one. Fletcher is a Joey's boy, and he's up in Darwin and played footy up there. Hasn't got back yet. I think he gets back next week. And then the other one is Jesse Lothian, who comes back from Drysdale.
And then this year you've been busy. You welcome a couple of old favourites back. Mitch Buttress and Tim Connolly come back from some time at Queenscliff under Steve Clark. Do they come back more as depth players than as blokes that'll run around at 2 o'clock?
Yeah, I think so, being honest. Like, Buttsy's pretty solid dour sort of defender. But, I think he'd even admit there's probably a couple of guys ahead of him. But it's definitely gives us that depth, and he's going to be a really, really strong 12 o'clock player. And what he brings more than his playing is his leadership and his real passion in that area. So we're really, it's great to have him back. And Big Fridge is a cult hero. So
yep. He guarantees that there'll be a crowd at midday, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait to hear the terraces erupt when the Big Fridge gets the footy on the wing there.
Darcy Keast, I think, did you play with Darcy? Did you just cross paths with him before he obviously was part of the Premiership in 2016 and then headed back to North Warrnambool for a stint back down in the Hampton region. You get him back, he slides obviously back into a role in defence, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and we've sort of had a look at him through the wings as well. So, but he's probably, he's a bit safer down back.
Kieran Fulton, we all know what he's done, and you know very well what he's done at Bannockburn. How's he finding the step up to GFL footy? It's a different standard of footy, as we know, but he's also battled a slight hip issue. How's he coming along after that?
He had a bit of a late start to pre-season. He probably didn't get going properly until after Christmas. So he's coming from a little bit further back than most of the other guys. But he's really embracing it. Like, I've been really happy with Fultz and, his attitude towards his footy. It's clear that he wants to get the best out of himself, and that's really showing. He played his first game on Saturday down in Drysdale, and we're pretty impressed with what he brought. What he's going to bring is a big, strong, aggressive body, and those players are worth their weight in gold.
Brock Williamson's had a stint at Leopold before, back to Port Arlington, stint in the NT over summer. Have you seen him yet? Is he back and probably coming to prove himself after it just didn't work out last time at Leopold?
Yeah, he didn't quite make it to the season proper in his first stint. I think he did a bit of pre-season and then ended up going back to Port. But yeah, he's definitely, you can see it in his footy that he's got a point to prove, and he really wants to have a crack. Same boat as Fultz, he's doing everything right and giving himself his best opportunity to play 2 o'clock footy.
Talk to us about Jet Matthews from Hoppers Crossing. Western Region footy, strong footy. Hoppers Crossing, a strong club. He's only a young fella, though, I understand.
Yeah, he hasn't played senior footy yet at all. So, and again, for the third time, he's another bloke that is just wanting to get the best out of himself, and he's just thriving on development and getting better. So he played in our main team on the weekend against Drysdale, and he's just a sponge with information. He just wants to learn and wants to get better, and he's going to be a player that is only going to get better as more senior experience comes to him.
Is he a chance for round one?
He'll be thereabouts. He plays in a position that we've probably got quite a lot of guys in that half-back sort of role. So that's probably going to be our most competitive spot on the ground. Like, we've got a couple of guys that are down at the Geelong VFL that play that role, and a couple of local guys as well, like Keastie and Tom Gordon. So, yeah, it's going to be a pretty competitive position to get a spot.
Yep. The Hampton region and the west of Victoria has been very good to Leopold over the journey. Mitch Burgess from Warrnambool, Connor Giddings from Portland, Liam Herbert from South Warrnambool, Ben Williams from North Warrnambool. You have rated the Hampton League stocks well. Though any of those guys at the VFL, or you expect to have them at Leopold for most of the year?
Mitch Burgess and Liam Herbert, they're two best mates that have sort of both moved down to Geelong together. So I think they're always going to align with the same local club. We were lucky enough to have a few connections. Burjo worked with a few of our guys, and Keastie knows both of those boys as well. So, yeah, we were lucky enough to get both of them across, and they've had the whole pre-season down at Geelong. So they're both cracking young kids, and we wish them all the best down at Geelong. If we never see them, that's a good thing for their footy. But if they are involved with us, they're going to be not only great assets on the field, but they're just terrific young fellas. So we're excited about that.
Yep. Have you been able to align your 2019 elimination final team and look at how different that could look to what you're rounding out with against St Mary's, same opponent in round one?
Not really. I haven't sort of compared the two teams. I suppose I've looked a little bit at the stats in terms of our list and how many guys played senior footy that year, but I haven't sort of compared the sides side by side. Not only to say that it'll be a completely different team, like that 2019 year, the boys will say that we're a fair way off those top couple of sides. Mm-hmm. So we've got some fair ground to make up, if we want to be competitive with those sort of teams. And I think that, our list this year, 2021, I think is stronger than it was had we played last year, which is a positive. And still to be seen whether that's going to be strong enough to compete with the upper echelons of the competition.
Yep. The notable out is Brandon Howarth, who late last year made the call that he was done with footy. He's got everything out of himself, 300 goals, premiership player, obviously wonderful grand final in 2016. He'll be forever remembered for his 6 goals on that afternoon. He's not easy to replace. You can't replace small forwards who can kick goals. So how do you go about trying to replace a Brandon Howarth?
Yeah, good point, Kingy. He's an experienced GFL player and has been an incredible player for Leopold for a long time. I think it's got to be the young guys, the kids that we've got coming up. Paddy Norton, Riley Hayden, guys that have had experience at senior level but probably yet to fully establish themselves. You know, Mitch Patton obviously will be another small forward for us. I don't think you're going to replicate a Brandon Howarth over the next 5 to 8 years. But there's lots of opportunity there in that small forward role for those younger sort of guys.
Some areas, as we've touched on round one, you were supposed to play them in the first couple of weeks anyway, but it's been brought forward a fortnight, and I suspect you're looking forward to the challenge that the reigning Premier presents.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, from the moment that fixture change happened, it's just been talked about pretty constantly because it's, you know, we haven't played footy for so long, and to get a standalone game under lights in town against the best team in the competition, you can't ask for much more than that to kick off footy again. So I know I'm pumped, I know the club's pumped, and the players will be super excited for that challenge. And that's what we're obviously building towards is that first game.
Newtown in round two, and then you get a week off. Do you really throw yourself at that fortnight and then reset after that?
Yeah, so we'll play 3 practice games in a row, and then we've got that Easter weekend. We'll probably train pretty hard in the week leading up to that. But yeah, you're spot on. Like, you know, those first two games are pretty big games, so we need to be flying to be competitive in those games.
Yep. You played Drysdale last week. Yep. At the sports precinct in Drysdale. What did you take out of that, and how close to your best 21, 22 were you?
If we're looking at our best 22 on paper, there's probably 10 or 12 guys to come back into that team. And that's, you know, an arguable point, you know, in what our best 22 looks like, because I still couldn't tell you exactly what that is. But we definitely had lots of good players missing out, like all clubs would in practice hit-outs, especially our first one. Yeah, it was a wet, miserable old sort of day, and I think we just tried to play a little bit too much like we've been training for the last 2 or 3 months rather than going back to wet weather footy. So they had some big bodies around the ball and sort of taught us a few things about contested footy, you know, but we'll learn plenty from that. And I'm glad that day happened, because I think from training on Tuesday night, we've already learned a lot from that game.
Okay. Avondale Heights, one of your opponents, and then you've also got Melton.
Yep.
A couple of clubs in leagues of a similar standard gives you a nice tune-up to round things out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Avondale Heights will be strong, and I know Melton have got a pretty strong list as well in the Ballarat League. So, yeah, they're 2 games that should be really competitive, and we've, I said before, you know, we've got to be up and about and really humming into round one to make that hit out, to make us competitive against St Mary's.
Yep. Paul Lynch is one of the most successful coaches in local footy. What role is he playing? It's a director of coaching role, but what does that actually involve? That can mean different things to different clubs. And I suppose, how much do you lean on him for advice as a first-time coach?
Yeah, he's been amazing, Lynchy. Like, he's just the voice of reason. You know, some of us young guys, you know, Sammy Hughes and stuff, we can tend to get a bit of ahead of ourselves with positivity and excitement and forget the picture, and he's, yep, just, he's right on top of us with that, and that constant feedback and constant advice, you know, around what footy actually looks like at senior GFL level with his experience, even on Saturday against Drysdale, is enormous, and it's going to be brilliant for my development as a coach to have him there as a sounding board, and he obviously chips in with the midfield group and then with how we want to play and stuff as well. But he's done it really well in that he's not overbearing with his influence, but he's just there at the right times to guide and develop, you know, us younger coaches.
What have you learned about yourself as a coach in the last 18 months?
That I love it, Kingy. It's just such a, you know, I love it so much more than playing, because you just got that connection I have with the group is just incredible. Like, I described it as, sort of, I've got my young bloke here in the studio with me today, but I feel like I've got 70 kids sometimes, and that's not in a derogatory sense to the boys. It's just you feel that real sense of connection to the boys and the other coaches, and it's just such a good feeling when anything small good happens in their lives or, you know, in footy, you just get such a good feeling. And so I love that aspect of it.
Yeah. When you walked off St Albans Reserve mid-September 2019, did you ever think that senior GFL coaching would happen so quickly?
No, absolutely not. No, I was gonna coach the 19s at Bannockburn, and I started doing that, and I was really enjoying that. And then obviously this opportunity came around, and like I said, you know, it's an incredible opportunity that I've been given that I'm very grateful for, and now it's on me to repay that that opportunity that I've been given.
Yep. How long are you signed for? Is it a 2-year deal?
King, to be honest, with the paperwork side of things, Moose Aston's our footy manager down there, and we're pretty cruisy with that. So I think David, I'm just this year for, at the moment.
A bit David Noble. Like, I don't want to be the person telling Jason Tom that he does not have a coaching job at Leopold anymore. That'd be like shooting Bambi down there.
Mate, I've said it myself, King, to be honest. If there's a better person than me for the job, it's not about me. And we talk about this as a group. You know, it's not about the individual. It's about what's best for the club. And if there's a person that's better in the role than me, well, and I'll cop that on the chin. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. And I don't know if that sounds a bit silly to say, but it's not about me. And I'm really confident I can do the job and do it well. But if someone better fell out of the sky and took my role, I'm not going to lose sleep over it, mate.
How's Trent West tracking?
Oh, Big West, he's great, mate. This is the thing for me as a development coach, is, you know, developing my coaching as well, is blokes like him and Tommy Ruggles and Marcus Thompson, I'm learning as much from them and developing my coaching around their experience. So, yeah, bloke like West, he's great. He doesn't say much, but when he does say something, it's really good.
The points, will you have to do some manipulating with your list, or are you comfortable that you can fit 40 and under with your best lineup?
With points, I suppose if you look at all the new players that we've brought to the club, they all can't play in the same team together, you know. Mm. But obviously we've got a really good balance of local homegrown players and them. So, you know, like I said before, with that half-back role, there's going to be real competition for spots, and that happens with a few of our new guys that come in. And I think that's a really healthy place to be. Like, you know, you've got to have depth in your squad, and that's something we're really confident about at Leopold, that we've got really strong depth. You know, our 12 o'clock side, coached by Craig Johnson, we think is going to be really competitive.
Yep.
And that's a byproduct of all these guys that have come in and our young guys coming up. So you need to have that balance. So that's not something we're super concerned about at the moment. It's going to play out how it plays out.
Who's impressed on the track? Any kids that have maybe benefited from the extra 12 months of maybe growing a bit and, you know, doing a bit of work away from the club, a bit of extra running, or, you know, some time in the gym?
Yeah, absolutely, mate. I'm not going to dodge this question because I wouldn't mind giving a couple of boys a pump up. I could probably pump about 25 up if you gave me the time. But Riley Hayden played most of the 2019 season as a under 18 or under 19 or whatever it was in that year.
Yep.
And he's gone to a new level. He's putting an enormous amount of work in on the track and at the gym, and he looks fantastic. Josh Horton's a funny one. Josh is probably a bit older. He's probably 23, 24, and he's comes from a hockey background. So he's only played footy for a couple of years, and his running figures are incredible, through the roof. We put GPSs on him, and he's just blowing them up every week that he puts one on. So, you know, he's really pushing for a 2 o'clock game. And then Jack Dixon and Paddy Norton, again, have looked like they're taking their footy to new levels as well, which is exciting. So those, you know, three last guys I've mentioned haven't played stacks and stacks of senior footy, but they've got an opportunity to really develop themselves at Leopold.
Just something I want to touch on before we leave, and I don't want to leave on a sad note, but I want to touch on Hamish Park and his influence around the club. He's well-loved. I think he was a Twos Premiership player in 07. You would have played some footy with H. He's a little bit older than you, but his family and he have had a profound impact on the Leopold Football Netball Club.
Yeah, absolutely, and the family will continue to have a massive impact on our footy club there. They've been around there since I walked into the club. I played with H and his brother Rich at senior level, and you know, H was just an absolute legend of the footy club. He achieved plenty on the field, but it was his personality off the field that struck most people. He was just a terrific guy, and he'll be very sorely missed, obviously, for the family, but for everyone involved at the footy club. He was going to be there watching us. You know, he was constantly there watching us, and he'd be sorely missed. Yeah.
Jace, best of luck to you in your first senior coaching role. I must admit, when you walked off the ground after winning a flag with Bannockburn, I didn't think senior coaching was something that you would do, but you've taken to it like a duck to water, and can't wait to see what you can achieve with your beloved Leopold in season 2021. Good luck.
Thanks, Kingy. Thanks for having me in here. It's a great initiative that you do, getting all the coaches in here. It's a great chance for us to talk about our footy clubs and broadcast it out. So I appreciate you getting me in here.
Thanks for listening to this edition of K-Rock Football's Coaches Catch Up. For other editions and the latest local news, head to krockfootball.com.au.